Walk around the kinetic carpet of silver balls. Gaze at your own reflection in one mirrored ball and watch as your image is repeated and distorted across the 1,500 mass-produced spheres that stretch across the floor of the City Hall chamber.
In 1966, Yayoi Kusama placed 1,500 mirror balls on the lawn in front of the Italian Pavilion at the 33rd Venice Biennale, even though she was not invited as a participating artist. This was a bold move at one of the most prominent locations in one of the world's largest art exhibitions.
Dressed in a golden kimono, she sold mirror balls under a sign that read, "Your Narcissium for Sale." Kusama also promoted herself by handing out flyers with her manifesto and art critic Herbert Reed's poetic description of her work as images of strange beauty.
By selling these balls around $2 each, or the price of food in a supermarket, anyone could afford to buy a piece of her work and take it home. Biennale officials quickly banned the sale, although the silver balls remained.
How do we look beyond Kusama's narcissism and our own in this age of selfies? The story of Narcissus reminds us of the mortal danger of falling in love with your own reflection without realizing that it is merely an image.
While the tale comes from Greek mythology, it remains relevant today, even if the pool of water has now become a screen of gleaming images on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.